every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. Is this thing on? Oh, man, is it good to be back on national radio? Thanks to my friends at Sports Byline. Yes, the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel, is back. We are here nationally once a week for an hour, all killer, no filler. And feels good to be back in the saddle today. Kind of our re-debut of the Jim Beaver Show here nationally. And I'm going to kind of give a status of me, what's going on in the industry, action sports, lifestyle, motorsports. Man, since I've been on air with Sports Byline and all of you amazing listeners around the country and internationally on U.S. American Forces Network, man, lots happened in the last few years with me. Man, we're building cars now. I'm traveling the country. I've got my brand Misadventure. Man, we got a lot to talk about, doing a lot of television work. And there's been a lot going on, whether you're an action sports fan, I mean, pop culture, motorsports, which is the basis of the show. Obviously, we digress into a bunch of other stuff as well. But, man, we have a lot to talk about. And just want to thank all of you. You know, obviously, we've been podcasting for the last couple of years, but I am really excited to be back with a weekly show once again. And I want to thank all of you listeners who tuned in before when we made our previous decade-long run, plus run. Now, anybody that supported me, man, my life is great, and I want to thank all of you for the continued support. But we got a lot to get into today. 2025 is going to be awesome, and we are going to start ripping here. I mean, we got guests lined up for days here for the next couple of weeks for shows, and man, life is great. It's going to be a good time and one hell of a ride right here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Hang tight. After this short commercial break, we're going to be back to start the epicness. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or @visionwheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. And welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Back in the saddle, it took a couple years off here nationally, but let me tell you, it feels really, really good to be back. A lot of you probably wondering, where the heck has Jim been? Well, Jim's been all over the place, truthfully, and life has been great to me. No complaints. A lot of you follow me on social media if you're tuned into this show, and really excited to get things ramped back up. Truthfully, give you a little background on me, and man, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm going to take this first segment, recap where I'm at in my life, why we're back here nationally, and then we're going to move forward, man. We've had some really big events happen so far this year. Actually, unfortunately, had a few deaths. We're going to talk about those and just some other stuff. But I felt like I probably, because this is going to be online as well as nationally, probably should fill you guys in on where I'm at and kind of why I took a couple of years off. So I go back to 2011, man, and I started what was the Down and Dirty Show at that time, and obviously it's morphed into the Jim Beaver Show here. Started the Down and Dirty Show, and you know, it was online radio, podcasts were in their infancy, things blew up, right? I had Ken Block as one of my guests. A lot of you know my story, and things went viral and became one of the biggest shows on the internet. And you know, and here we are. So that thing escalated and it turned into endorsement deals, brand deals. Pretty much, you want to talk about being at the forefront of influencer, content creator. That was me. I didn't even have any social media accounts really before 2010, 2011, started those up. And now we've got six-figure followings. And I'll slide that in at JimBeaver15 if you want to follow me. But no, seriously, you know, right place, right time. You couldn't replicate what I did. Truthfully, I couldn't replicate what I did. Just right place, right time. And I think, as you'll learn with, you know, hey, let's say Hawk to a girl, right? Obviously she became, till she wasn't, one of the biggest things on the planet. Right place, right time, said the right thing, did the right thing. Boom, there you go. So that turned into a lot, right? And, thing is, I've always had a marketing brain, had a business and marketing degree. So as my thing scaled and grew, I started getting brands asking me to help them scale and grow. And I'm not talking like other influencers, content creators, small internet brands. I mean like, you know, 100+ million-dollar companies wanting me to consult, things like that. So 2019, that stuff really kind of took off. Then obviously we had the pandemic and, you know, online media. I had an online media house at that point. Esports, we were involved in eNASCAR. Man, things just blew up for me. People ask, you know, oh, pandemic was so horrible. I got to be 100% honest with all of you listening. I did really well in the pandemic. Do I want to go back to the pandemic? No, but I would love to go back to the money I was making in the pandemic, because any content creator or somebody with digital media assets did really, really well during the pandemic. I'll be 100% honest with you. That's the truth. A lot of bad things out of the pandemic. There was a lot of good things for a lot of people too. And I was definitely one of the benefactors of some of the positive stuff. But and who doesn't want more Tiger King in their life, right? What the hell happened to that? Biggest dude on the planet for about 30 days. You want to talk about right place, right time? That show dropping on Netflix as the world shut down? That's what I talk about when I say right place, right time. So pandemic happened, obviously come out of the pandemic, and I was still consulting for brands, picked up some more stuff. And the good and the bad of it is consulting work. You hear people talk about it's in the movies. Oh, I'm a consultant. When you get into really true consulting work and get retainers that I was fortunate enough to get, man, the money's really good, right? And the truth is it was. And so that got so busy. A lot of my digital media stuff, obviously, I'm with Kawasaki now. I'm doing some projects with Ford. Got some big stuff this year. Slowly started to grow, but a lot of stuff like my podcast and national radio kind of started taking a backseat to the consulting work. So insert us here, fast forward a couple of years, right? I was doing a ton of consulting work. Money was really, really well the last couple of years, not going to lie. But there was something missing, man. I'm a radio person. I'm a content creator. Like, I was building other people's brands, and I'd put building my own personal brand kind of on pause to build other people's brands. And I love building other people's brands. I just want to do it as a brand ambassador, a personality content creator, not necessarily managing their budgets and things like that. So there was a lot of good. I learned a lot about corporate America. Obviously, I think I posted something on social earlier this year. I'm one of the few people, I think, there's a couple of us, but probably one of the few people, I don't want to say in the world because that gets pretty big, but at least in the United States, that concurrently at the same time was managing 7-figure marketing budgets for major corporations. Also was an athlete himself, drawing on athlete contracts and ambassador contracts, and at the same time was also an agent or an athlete negotiating athlete contracts. I wore 3 hats all at the same time. And so I've learned a lot about marketing, media, sponsorship, motorsports, content creators, influencer marketing, music. Yes, music. I've got a lot of friends in the music industry. And so I'm going to start a series of YouTube videos, I think based around marketing and sponsorships, because there's a lot of questions that come through my social media. Honestly, in the radio show in the past, we've talked a lot about that, you know, and it's been some of our highest rated segments. But I think I'm going to go and talk a little bit about that and hopefully, you know, clear the waters for anybody that's out there. Obviously, now we've got NIL deals and a bunch of other stuff. Kind of explain the sports landscape, the motorsports landscape, how sponsorships and endorsement deals work, how to get them, what to do, what not to do, what to look out for, and really pull back the veil on what happens, because I think a lot of radio listeners hear about NIL deals, hear about, you know, LeBron James signed this deal, Tom Brady signed that deal, but you don't really understand how it works, the B2B and everything. You just see the dollar amount and go, what the heck? So hopefully I can, and obviously I'm not the foremost expert on this stuff. I just have my personal experiences. So I want to definitely talk about that. Obviously, like I said, that's going to be another show. We've got that to talk about. But truthfully, I just kind of, there was a part of me missing. I wasn't real happy anymore. was the brands were doing very successful that I was helping, but you know, we put a plan in place to kind of get them going, and I'm still helping here and there, but I'm back to being me. We're back in esports and eNASCAR. Just won. Colin Keister, high five, bro. Took a year off from eNASCAR. We're back in second race, won one of the biggest races of the year in Las Vegas. A big shout out to Colin. We're second in the eNASCAR points, one of only 20 teams in eNASCAR, I might add. So we're back in esports. Obviously, I'm back podcasting, doing a ton of YouTube stuff this year. We've also got the show back nationally here with Sports Byline. So thank you, Sports Byline. And my boy Darren over there for inviting me back. And life is good. I've got some big projects with Kawasaki, a lot of travel with General Tire, with Vision Wheel, with Rigid Industries. And I've got a very, very big Ford project that we're going to be announcing very soon, and stoked to have Ford involved. And like I said, I've got car builds like crazy. I mean, I got a fleet of vehicles, SEMA builds that last two or three years, we've become a high-end UTV builder. You've seen my projects, the videos. If not, go check out my YouTube channel. They're all over there. And we, you know, got a Bronco. We got another project with Ford. I've got jet skis, dirt bikes, UTVs. Man, we've got a full fleet, you know, and it's been fun to do these projects. My creativity, my brain really gets to work, and I get to go, what would be the wildest, coolest car creation we can do? And what would be awesome? And my brain gets to go over there and do that. But you know, I think with radio and podcasting, like, you know, stepping away, like I have so many friends and I met so many since we were on air nationally a couple years ago at Sports Byline. Those interviews, those stories, I want to share them. I want to share those with you guys, these amazing stories, these amazing people. I want to get their stories out told, because those conversations are amazing. And that's, you know, what I've been doing. And that's how I've, you know, made my network and casted my web the last, you know, decade, two decades, was just by knowing people and sharing stories. And I want to share those with you guys. So this is a new version of the Jim Beaver Show. Definitely, I'm going to pull back the veil, a lot less secrecy on what's going on behind the scenes of the industry. Man, what I know, I want to tell you. I want to explain it to you guys. And not only that, last year, I launched an all-new clothing company and apparel company called Misadventure Life. Misadventure-life.com. You can go check it out. But man, we've got an activation trailer. Kicker Audio jumped in on board with that. And man, we're traveling the country, slinging merch, throwing parties, and having a good time. So life has definitely been good to me. And I think it's time for a short commercial break. So we'll be back after this on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. All right. Welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. And, man, you know, kind of want to talk a little bit about what's been going on in the industry. Obviously, it's new year. We're almost through the first quarter. It's wild. Man, the first 2 months of this year have been crazy for me. But I can't believe we're almost into March. Kind of nuts, to be honest with you. I felt like we were just at Christmas. But, yeah, the industry so far. I mean, you know, obviously you guys know I'm an off-road guy. Talk a little bit about that. We got some action sports, X Games, you know, has happened. We've had obviously some pro surfing, NASCAR, Daytona, got some cool stuff coming out of IndyCar. Let's talk about Daytona. I mean, it's the biggest one of the year. Obviously, it's wrapped up. You know, NASCAR kind of now they're in that stretch every single week for better part of a year. Kind of nuts, to be honest with you, how grueling the NASCAR schedule is. But I felt like Daytona this year had a different vibe in a good way. I feel like NASCAR has definitely regressed to an extent, and people kind of got burnt out on NASCAR. But, you know, and I say that as the guy that has an e-NASCAR team. But, man, Daytona, refreshing. Cletus McFarland, obviously – we need more personalities like that in motorsports, and I feel like sometimes corporate America gets involved and they you know, almost gag order a lot of the drivers, and they want this vanilla, you know, robot. And man, Cletus McFarland, what a character, and obviously followed him for years, but what a fun dude to have our in and around Daytona. You know, I think that's why the NASCAR world loves Rutledge Wood so much, because Rutledge, I love Rutledge, been a guy on the show before. I need to reach out to Rut, get him back on. But, you know, Rutledge, he's just a personality. He's a guy you love, you know, and that's what NASCAR needs more of. So Cletus McFarland, man, that was really cool story coming out of Daytona. But one of the coolest things, I think, in motorsports happening right now as we build up to the first IndyCar race of the year is this new deal they've got with Fox. And man, you know, IndyCar commercials during the Super Bowl just continue to push. And you know, that they're showcasing these personalities in IndyCar, and they've got this amazing TV deal, and they're trying to make a run at NASCAR. And let me tell you, the amount of marketing dollars Fox is throwing at this new TV package, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with IndyCar ratings. I've long said IndyCar's got some of the best driving on the planet. It's just, you know, it's lacked. I mean, they've marketed, and IndyCar's done a great job. Social media is great. Just for whatever reason, they just haven't been able to get over that hump. And it's still one of the biggest series in this country. But, man, I'm really excited to see what happens with Fox. It's going to be pretty huge, I think. That's been some fun stuff. And, you know, X Games, obviously we've got new promoters at X Games. X Games, it's such a weird vibe now, both with Summer and Winter X. And, you know, I go back to, I've watched X Games since the very first X Games. Haven't missed one. Some of the winter ones I have, never missed a summer. This year, Winter X, you know, obviously new ownership and everything else. And I just, One, let's get some engines back, man. I'm missing the snowmobiles and snow bikes. We got to get those back, X Games. But, you know, it's just one of those, like, snowboarding and skiing only go so far. I love snowboarding. Heck, I mean, last couple years, I mean, if you follow me on social, I've been doing a lot of snowboarding. Just went 2 weeks ago, going back again. And, I mean, the closest ski resort's 4 hours from me. And I'm making time to go snowboarding because I love it so much. But, and the personalities around snowboarding are epic. But, yeah, for whatever reason, X Games, I feel like their social channels do amazing, but I feel like the event in general, for whatever reason, people just don't get excited about it like they did. We need to build it back up and get people amped. I mean, when I was a kid, and I say that, when I was a teenager and X Games was really just starting going in the 90s, I mean, people stopped everything, and I think at that point it was like a week long, sometimes 2 weeks long. They had crazy stuff, skydiving, eco challenge, street luge. Yes, let's please bring back street luge. Downhill skateboarding. There was all kinds of crazy events on top of everything that you know and love, but man, let's bring back some of that, some of the wild card stuff. I'm not saying we need skydiving again, but bring back some of the wild extreme sports. I mean, there's so much cool stuff. Surfing, wakeboarding, wake surfing. Wake surfing's huge. Let's bring some of that back. You know, there's actually some really cool longboarding stuff happening. I mean, even some of the BMX disciplines like flatland, bring that back. Like, why aren't we doing that? You know, and I hope X Games at some point, you know, really branches out, starts bringing stuff out of bikes, skateboards, and moto, you know, some of these more obscure stream sports that have amazing followings. I mean, I'm not an inline guy, but man, women have brought roller skating back. I mean, gosh, I mean, I'm watching some amazing girls out of San Diego slay pools on roller skates, not rollerblades, roller skates. Yes. And doing some amazing stuff. I would love to see more of that. I mean, they brought acrobatics into it. It's not like the inline stuff of old. I mean, what these girls are doing on skates is pretty amazing. The way they're riding pools and things like that brought like almost a gymnastics artistic flair to it. Yeah, I mean, some of that, it's pretty awesome. I would love to see just some more obscure stuff. I think it's become so monotonous, X Games has, that people aren't really tuning in as much anymore. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've seen. You know, it's like, let's bring some of that stuff back. You know, and then don't get me started on off-road, man. We've had a couple of major events this year. I mean, two races in Parker. We've had, got the Mint 400. I'm coming up next week. I'm doing the live stream for that. So make sure and tune into that live stream. I'll get everything posted up to my social channels. Man, it's been a very, very interesting time on off-road between King of the Hammers, all these other events, man, everybody's just pulling from each other. They're just pulling from each other. But right now we've got a kid named Brock Hager, out of the off-road world. He's doing something that's never been done before. And you guys need to watch this kid, follow the storyline. So he goes to the Baja 1000. He's in a factory Polaris UTV. Kid wins the Baja 1000 overall in UTV. Boom. Cool. He's got a ride for the Dakar Rally. Shows up to Dakar. I think it's his first time in Dakar, right? Destroys everybody, wins the Dakar Rally. Biggest off-road event, one of the biggest motorsports events on the planet, wins that. Shows up to King of the Hammers, one of the toughest, most grueling off-road races on the planet. Destroys everybody at King of the Hammers. I mean, three of the biggest races back-to-back-to-back, he wins. So what's he do? He's got the Mint 400 coming up next week. There has never been a time in history when somebody has won the 1000, the Dakar Rally, and then turn around and won King of the Hammers all consecutively. This kid's going for the Mint 400 now. I mean, he's got the crown jewels globally of off-road that he is winning all consecutively, like within the same calendar year. I mean, you throw in, I don't even know what else, Crandon? I mean, that's about the only thing else you could throw in, right? I mean, Baja 500, Vegas to Reno, but I mean, really, he's got the biggest desert races done if he wins the Mint 400. I mean, if you throw in a Crandon Labor Day weekend, mind blown. I mean, you know, this is one of the biggest motorsports stories, in my opinion, in the world right now. And I'm putting it up against Formula freaking One, IndyCar, NASCAR. What this kid is doing is wild. I mean, it is wild. And we all need to be watching the storyline heading into the Mint 400 because this kid is breaking records, and it's just remarkable what he's been able to accomplish against some world-class talent. And I say that because I've always said desert racing in the Southwest has world-class talent. Kid went to Dakar and won. You can't argue there. I mean, he beat all the Europeans. There you go. You know, Brock Higer, watch this space. Kid is just doing some amazing, amazing things. Color me a fan and color me watching this program because it's cool. Man, and Supercross, we needed to dedicate a whole show to Supercross, and I know I'm just kind of doing a state of the industry right now, but, oh, the shenanigans with Supercross, the injuries, that's the biggest thing. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know who's going to be left at the end of the season. The biggest names in the sport have fallen out due to injury. It is a wild, wild year, wild times for Supercross. You know, we got some new manufacturers in the mix, but it's Supercross has definitely been, it has been a story. You couldn't have wrote this storyline before the season, and we're still early into the Supercross season, the Super Motocross season, I guess I should say. So, man, I don't know. Like I said, we got a whole story that I think we could dedicate to that, but, definitely a lot to talk about, a lot going on there. Yeah, it's been nuts. It's been wild. We got a lot of stuff yet to come. I mean, it's early. It's 2 months in. We're just at, you know, what is it, airing March 2nd, right? I recorded a day prior. Yeah, we're only into March, and the motorsports world is up on end already. Action sports the same way. And don't even get me into MMA, some of the fights coming up. I mean, I could dive into talking about some of that stuff. Some really cool stuff happening in the skateboard and surfing industry right now. It's cool. And, I mean, Kawasaki bringing back some two-stroke smoke. But we're going to jump into a lot more here in the latter part of the hour here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Hang tight.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. I want to get into talking a little bit about some random stuff going on, but also want to say, as we went to tape this, I tape this generally a day before it airs on Sports Byline, just because with me, it's really hard to get a lot of interviews lined up and stuff like that. So as we progress, trust me, I've been doing this for 15 years. I know the way things work, so I always tape about a day early. A lot of times you got missed calls. I used to do things live and it just it's really tough to do live radio. Props to people who can. I did it for better part of a decade, but it made for a better show when I taped interviews and taped everything. And then, we aired it. Would love to go back to airing live, but that would take a contract, just strictly to do radio. And then we'll go back to doing live. But, anyways, as we were going to tape this, kind of news broke out, across Instagram. I tend to look at that, you know, as we're airing here and recording, just so I can, you know, keep tabs on what's going on if there's breaking news. And unfortunately, Dingo, as you know him, Dingo and Snow, has passed away. Don't know why or how. Man, guy was a few years younger than I am. But man, it's a heartbreaker, you know. And those of you who don't know Dingo, professional snowboarder, been around forever. You know, and obviously very good snowboarder. Obviously he's a professional. But got to be known more as you know, more as a personality. Had a show, Danny and Dingo show on Fuel. That aired forever, very, very highly rated. Been a broadcast personality for X Games, for a lot of the snow events, for Winter X Games, for a long, long time. And then most of you, obviously friends of the show, Jason Ellis, who has been a good friend of mine and been on the show for a very long time. Well, it's been a long time since he's been on, but he's been on numerous times over the years. But Dingo was a personality on Jason Ellis's show, which obviously you guys know him from SiriusXM, and now he's podcast, things like that. But Dingo just, man, it's a rough one, you know. Look back over the industry, and, you know, I guess that's one of how do you even pronounce it? You know, the silver lining and and some of this is, it's been so hard because I've done so many interviews. And honestly, the first part of the year is always tough for me. Lost Ken Block and lost Robbie Pierce a couple years ago, both very close friends of mine, who were instrumental in my career and my show. And truly, that's probably part of the reason why I kind of took a little bit of a break. I got burned out, man. I lost a lot of really close friends, but it seems like Q1 lost Spencer Lowe, off-road Hall of Famer, big supporter of the show. And one of my very first guests ever, he was on the show. Ken Block, huge supporter of the show. Robbie Pierce, off-road Hall of Famer, trophy truck guy, saved the lives of thousands of people in motorsports with Impact Race Products. He was a big supporter of the show. He was the one who took me to my very first Indy 500, put me up in his house in Indianapolis, got me all access VIP passes, and I walked around Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You know, lost him. So that's three. Now, you know, obviously we lose Dingo. Lost Dave Mira, you know, at the start of the year a couple years ago. Dave, that one hits home. You know, Dave, it's always rough. Dave was this interesting situation. Ken Block, same thing, though. But like with Dave Mira, it just seems like Q1 is always where we lose people, and I hate it. I hate the first quarter of the year because of it. You know, Dave, I commented on a Mark Losey post on Instagram a couple days back. He posted something on the day Dave passed. You know, and Dave's weird. As a kid, I had the Dave Mira Adidas shoes. Had the Dave Mira t-shirt, dressed like Dave, wore the same necklace as Dave. Like when I was like 15, 16 years old, man, I like literally had the posters on the wall, had the toys, ended up buying the video games, had every video he was in, had the Dave Mira signature bicycle. Like I was a Dave Mira fanboy as a kid. Huge Dave Mira fanboy. Fast forward to my 30s. And because of what I was doing with radio, and then obviously when I was the host of Red Bull Global Rallycross, I got to meet Dave because he was a racer in the series, right? And it's always cool when you meet an idol. And at that point, like I respected the hell out of Dave when I first met him. But I can't say I was a fanboy anymore. Always rooted for Dave. But what was crazy was, is I met an idol and he held up. He wasn't a jerk. He was an amazing father, amazing guy, really good dude. And that's always cool when your idols, you know, match up. You know, Ken Block, same way. You know, I used to have some Ken Block shirts long before I started doing radio and things like that, especially because my dad had a Ford dealership. You guys know the story of Ken and I and how we got our relationship. And if you don't, that's a story for another day. Maybe I'll tell it at some point again. I'm sure if you dig through the archives, it's there. But, you know, Ken met him in a roundabout way, and he's part of the reason why I'm here today. But stood up. Great family man, great, amazing human being. And funny thing about Ken was, is Ken elevated everybody around him. He wouldn't tell you what to do. He wouldn't purposely, well, he purposely did a lot of things, but he wouldn't go out and promote you or whatever. It was just one of those where he had his way to make you do things better and at a higher level, and he would elevate you by being around him. And I don't know that he knew this, but I think part of him realized it, and I was thankful that I told him that. But, you know, Ken, another great human being. And that being said, I actually was invited by you know, the people close to Ken to come out to the Peterson Automotive Museum in L.A. Here a couple of weeks back for the ribbon cutting of the Ken Block exhibit. You know, it's called the People's Champ, Ken Block. It's at the Peterson through, I think, October 5th. You might have to correct me. I know it's October 5th, I believe. First week of October anyways. They've got, I think, eight of his cars, nine of his cars? Gosh, I should know this. I've got all kinds of stuff up on my social channels. So you definitely go and check those out. But they've got the exhibit there, and I was fortunate to be invited out to the ribbon cutting. I actually got to go in and shoot some content before the exhibit ever even opened to the public. And just spend some time with, you know, there was only a couple people in the room, but really just take it all in. And I'd seen everything in the exhibit before in person, but actually just being there, seeing it, seeing the impact Ken Block had, pretty much, like I said, I'm here because of Ken Block. There's a lot of other factors too, but he's a big one. You know, just I hate the first quarter because we lose. It seems like we just lose people in the first quarter, man. But Dingo, circling back, Dingo, man. I actually didn't know Dingo personally, never had him on the show. He and I followed each other on Instagram, and we'd comment on each other's posts here and there, but funny dude, highly talented. I mean, on a snowboard, but just as a personality as well, just a real dude. I know Jason Ellis probably hitting him hard today. I haven't texted Jason yet, but thinking of you, Jason, because I know, man, I know that's gotta be rough. And then, you know, just honestly this week, we lost two in Hollywood, man. And, neither one of them I knew personally, but, they both kind of had, impacts to an extent. I mean, talk about Gene Hackman. I don't know what happened there, but, you knew me growing up, you knew my dad. My dad will fall on the sword saying that Hoosiers is the greatest movie ever made. I know we're airing on a sports network. Hit me up at JimBeaver15, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Threads, same thing, JimBeaver15. Please hit me up. If you're listening to this, I want you to hit me up and tell me yes or no. Hoosiers' greatest sports movie of all time. And if you say no, that's fine. That's fine because Mystery Alaska, in my mind, is up there. It's up there as well. But if you say no, I want to know. It's not an argument with me. Like I'm good with everybody's opinions. I want to know what you think is better, though. Like truthfully, I would like to know because if I haven't seen it, I want to go and watch it. But Hoosiers was an institution in my house. My dad had the VHS, but anytime Hoosiers was on and you're flipping through the channels, the TV stops and you watch the remaining whatever's left of Hoosiers. It was an institution in my house. My dad will still to this day, it's not the greatest sports movie ever made in his mind. It is the greatest movie ever made, period. And it holds up. I still watch it at least once a year. Phenomenal movie that Gene Hackman did. I would say, and he's put out some of the best movies ever, probably his greatest piece of work right there. Amazing, amazing movie. Yeah, lost Gene Hackman, and that was a weird deal because it was his wife, his dog, like everybody. I don't know. I don't even want to speculate. That one I'm kind of interested to see what comes out. And then another one that been in a lot of shows, and if you grew up in my area, late 90s, early 2000s. She hit early 2000s, but Michelle Trachtenberg, huge. I remember the first time I ever saw Michelle in anything was Eurotrip. And I actually went and rewatched that movie last night, kind of as a homage to Michelle Trachtenberg passing away. But it's funny because I have these lists of people that I've interviewed over 1,000 people at this point in my career. Entertainers, actors, actresses, musicians, athletes, action sports athletes, race car drivers, pro wrestlers. It's across the board between this show, Project Action, everything I've done, even TV, the stuff I've done on TV. We've interviewed a lot of people. But it was funny because Michelle Trachtenberg's always been on that list, that loose list of people. Hey, some point before I retire, I want to interview Michelle Trachtenberg. She came from that era that I did. She's a few years younger than me, but it was that era where there was an era of comedy, and it was funny because Eurotrip, I think I was familiar with her before, but that was the first time I ever saw her. I was like, man, she's funny. Eurotrip, funny. It actually, I say that movie still holds up. It does if you're from my era, because there was that era of comedy, Road Trip, Euro Trip, The American Pies. They got really bad towards the end, but the first couple of American Pies. There's just that era of comedy that is funny. I mean, gosh, you can go down the list of just stupid, like, teen, college-age movies. I mean, one of my greatest movies of all time, and I literally will fall on the sword on this one, Out Cold. It's that same humor, comes out of that era. I love Out Cold. I will actually fight with you if you think Out Cold's a horrible movie, because Out Cold, it is a great movie. Don't ever say it's not. Yeah, it's one of those where, man, there was just that era of movies, and she was there, and obviously she did Buffy the Vampire Slayer, what I think, like Gossip Girl, right? A couple others, but I always found Michelle, very, very funny. In her own way. Like, she had just this way about her that was hilarious, and always on my bucket list of interviews. And unfortunately, you know, it's just not going to happen. But definitely go back and watch Eurotrip if you haven't, because funny movie. Definitely, I laughed last night. Has just that weird late 90s, early 2000s humor. And if you know what I'm talking about, it's one of those, I say, if you know, you know. And that's it, man. If you know, you know, because you're from that era and you understand the humor I'm talking about. But, man, been a rough start to the year, losing some people. And like I said, Q1 always rough. I don't know what it is, man, but it's just we'll come out the other side. But, man, Anybody that, you know, affected by those, Dingo, Gene Hackman, Michelle Trachtenberg, man, thinking of you guys. But we're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to wrap up my, I guess, the re-debut here on Sports Byline and on all these networks we're being pushed out to. We'll be back after this right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show. Powered by Vision Wheel. Man, I'm like, every time I say, because we've had a different powered by, and really fortunate to have Vision Wheel step up, but I always feel like there's that space. I kind of give it a gap. But powered by Vision Wheel. We'll get back to the flow of things here on the show. Back after this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
And we are back here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel, to wrap up my reemergence on national radio after a couple of years in hibernation. Thanks to everybody who stayed tuned on our podcast, though. I am getting ready to head out to Las Vegas for the biggest off-road event in the United States, Desert Racing event anyways, the Mint 400. I think there's like over 400 entries in the Mint 400 right now. I will be hosting the live stream and television. So you want a little more of me? Next Friday and Saturday, I will be at the Mint 400. And I will be doing the live stream. So head over to Mint 400 social media channels. It's going to be live streamed all over the planet. I mean, it's going to be on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, I think Flow Racing. Pretty much everybody's going to be picking up the syndication. And it's going to be huge. It's going to be epic. It's going to be a good time. Limited race day and qualifying is on Friday, and then unlimited trophy trucks, all that is going to be on Saturday. And if you're in the Vegas area, you're coming out to the Mint 400, man, make sure and check me out. I got an autograph signing at 11 a.m. local time with Rugged Radios. They're on Fremont Street. And then at 1:30, I've got another autograph signing with Rigid Industries. So if you guys are coming out to the Mint, make sure and swing by and get an autograph. Come hang out. Love to meet you guys, fans, listeners to the show. And then obviously We are going to be live streaming on Friday, Saturday. If you got VIP tickets, probably be hanging out in the VIP afterwards. Have a nice cold Belching Beaver or Misadventure beer there at the Mint 400. But, man, lots of good stuff coming up next week. And, obviously, we're back here. Check out our YouTube channel. We got the video version that drops on YouTube, also Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those good places. Search the Jim Beaver Show. And I am at JimBeaver15 on all social media channels. Love to keep the dialogue. Got guest suggestions, questions, whatever. Make sure and hit me up over there. And we will get those entered into the show or asked. Man, just really stoked to be back, man. It feels good to have one show under my belt. Big thanks to Gentle Tire, Vision Wheel, Ridge and Industries for all the support over the years. And also big shout out to my friends at Sports Byline for having me back. We'll see you next time here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.